Vail, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Quiet on the roads, I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A new report says the system that trains new teachers is badly broken.
Researchers looked at over 1,100 colleges with teacher training programs. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Andrew?
Amanda, this is the same group that gave the state of Utah a D in January for its teacher preparation policies. Well, now the National Council on Teacher Quality says it's found in its massive study that new teachers don't know how to master a classroom or even teach reading. YouTube videos from the group have established teachers like Dwight Davis suggesting Fortune 500 companies wouldn't take some of these teaching candidates.
Wall Street, they're not going to select a CEO who has the minimum requirement of courses or the minimum GPA.
The study found, quote, an industry of mediocrity. Several universities try to block this group from getting their data. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The Canyon School District is about to open a new high school in Draper, but it's the older high school nearby that expects to see a surge in students. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more, live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Yeah, Grant. Corner Canyon High School in Draper is expected to have around 1,800 students when it opens the doors for the first time this fall. But nearby Hillcrest High School won't see numbers get smaller. Instead, they're expecting an enrollment surge of 800 students. The Canyon School District is going through a grade reconfiguration where freshmen will now be at high schools instead of middle schools. And with school boundary changes, many junior and senior students are opting to stay enrolled at their old school. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A court appearance later this morning for the man accused of shooting his father-in-law as he knelt to pray in an Ogden church. Family friend Kelsey Hahn says after Charles Ricky Jennings shot James Evans, he pointed the gun at Mrs. Evans.
She fell to the ground and started screaming, and then all of the parishioners came running for him, and he turned around and took off running.
Hahn says the Evans daughter came home several times with bruises, and they had encouraged her to leave Jennings, but he reportedly told her if she left him, he would kill her parents.
KSL's top national story this hour. We could learn a lot more today about the Fed's secret phone and internet tapping programs when the chief of the NSA testifies before Congress. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, this will be a rare appearance by NSA Spy Chief General Keith Alexander. The House Intelligence Committee wants to know more about those secret surveillance programs used to protect Americans. Alexander will also get his first chance to respond to claims by secrets leaker Edward Snowden, who's still hiding out in Hong Kong. Snowden insists he's not a traitor. The general will detail specific terrorist plots that were broken up because of the NSA's programs. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama is defending stepped-up aid to Syrian rebels. For the first time since revealing the U.S. would help arm the rebels, President Obama talked about it with Charlie Rose of PBS.
We're not taking sides in a religious war between Shia and Sunni. Really, what we're trying to do is take sides against extremists of all sorts.
President Obama also talked about Iran, saying Tehran needs to show the world it is not pursuing a nuclear weapon.
It is a major milestone for the war in Afghanistan. Afghan forces have now assumed responsibility for the security of their country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai calls it a great day.
To have the Afghan forces in command of themselves and in service of the country.
American and coalition troops, as of today, will no longer plan, execute, or lead any combat missions.
Other national stories KSL is following. Health officials don't know yet whether it's a blip or not, but a new government report says smoking has declined in a big way. The CDC says the smoking rate fell in 2012 to 18% after stalling out at around 20 to 21% for about 7 years.
The American Lung Association says COPD is no longer the man's disease. People think it is. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
Research shows women are 37% more likely to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease than men. Factors like smoking, secondhand smoke, and air pollution affect women more severely. Research also says women are more likely to delay their diagnosis, which impacts their treatment.
7 million women in the United States have been diagnosed with COPD.
A new study out of Harvard suggests pregnant women exposed to air pollution like we see in a winter inversion are at a higher risk of having a child with autism. Associate Professor Mark Weisskopf says they looked into a number of different pollutants.
Air levels of mercury and diesel particulate matter, methylene chloride was another, and these seems to increase the risk.
This was the first nationwide study to examine a link between pollution and autism. Utah has one of the country's highest rates of autism.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Some drivers in Utah County say they're concerned about the safety of a recently constructed interchange. I'm Paul Nelson.
And we'll take our first look at your morning commute in just a few minutes on KSL.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
What are they looking for in a field outside Detroit? I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Here's a hint. They've looked for it before. Details coming up.
And the news is sponsored by Shane Company. With hundreds of engagement ring styles, get a unique engagement ring perfect for her at Shane Company. KSL News Time is 5:08.
Hundreds of people have been forced out of their homes by a wildfire in Mariposa County, California.
In a remote area above Mid Pines, difficult terrain, difficult to access.
A fire spokesman says firefighters are coming in from all around California.
The camouflage ceiling for women in the military is a step closer to coming down. Under details of plans obtained by the Associated Press, women could start training as Army Rangers by mid-2015 and as Navy SEALs a year later.
Semi-rollovers and other crashes have some drivers concerned about the safety of a new freeway interchange in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
If you ask certain truck drivers, the turn on the off-ramp of the recently constructed I-15 interchange at State Road 6 is hard to navigate.
It's a real tight curve.
But some other drivers and UDOT officials say people might be taking that turn too quickly.
I think they're just taking for granted their loads and the height of their loads, and they need to reduce their speed.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says the off-ramp is constructed to standard.
There are plenty of signs out there posting the reduced speed limit.
And he says they will look at every safety concern as it comes up, but some truck drivers say they want it switched back to how it was before. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The marriage rate is at its lowest point in more than a century, but a new analysis projects that the signs are right for a temporary boost in weddings. The number of marriages fell more than 5% during the recession because of the financial fallout and cultural changes about whether and when to marry. But a recovering economy and an increase in marriage-eligible millennials may fuel an increase.
KSL News Time, 5:09. traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Good morning, Ricky. How are you today?
Good morning, Grant and Amanda. Doing very well. How about you guys in there?
Fine.
Doing good.
Good, good. Well, we've had road work overnight on some of the valley freeways, and don't be surprised if you'll still see a few lane restrictions. In fact, we still have the bridge work taking place on I-84. So to go there from I-15 to eastbound I-84 at Riverdale, that's going to be blocked off to traffic, so you will now need to plan an alternate route. And I can also see emergency lights flashing over on the right shoulder. It's northbound I-215's west belt at about 30th South, and also a pedestrian along the way. So I'm not sure if there's an issue over there. It doesn't seem to be causing any slowdowns despite traffic building in the area. But keep an eye out for that. If you're northbound on I-15, you've got a nice drive from Provo to the point end of the mountain and from there into downtown. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL Weather Center going to be a cooker today, even hotter than it was yesterday, thanks to those south winds. Very hot, dry, and breezy. Upper 90s, but not nearly as hot tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 67 downtown.
Salt Lake City is set to vote on a proposed tax hike tonight. So tomorrow morning when you wake up with Grant and Amanda, we'll give you the details on the tax hike proposal and what happened in the City Council meeting tonight. That's tomorrow morning right here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices. Use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
How would you like it if your employer put your paycheck on a debit card at a bank of their choice and said, "Have a nice day"? That's actually happening, and it was Mickey D's that did it. We'll talk about it on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
An industry of mediocrity. A new study from an advocacy group finds college programs that train teachers lacking. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A court appearance later this morning for the man accused of shooting his father-in-law. Police haven't detailed a motive, but family friends say Charles Ricky Jennings had a troubled marriage.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
We're starting to see the first signs of freeway traffic building. If you're north or southbound I-15 between Lehigh and Draper, you're going to see a little bit of traffic on the freeway there. And we've had traffic building northbound on the West Belt through West Valley, as well as eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hang on, going to be an extra hot one today. Sunny skies and the south wind really start to cook things up. Upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
It is 67 degrees downtown.
A new survey finds the growth of fans following sports via social media has leveled off over the past year after nearly doubling the previous year. But Pete Cadella, VP of Marketing at Alexander's, finds it's hard to believe sports fans are suddenly less interested.
It's timely, you know, it's topical, it's a fast, easy way to share and digest information about your favorite team. Just makes a whole lot of sense for people to be using it for sports.
Cadella says teams and players are increasing on social media, and they wouldn't go there if there's no audience.
The FBI is searching a field outside of Detroit in the ongoing quest to find Jimmy Hoffa.
Another day, another search for Jimmy Hoffa's body, but this one, attorney David Chasnick insists, is the real deal.
There used to be a barn in the field, buried under the barn under a cement slab, and that's where our understanding is that the body should be.
Chesnick's client, 85-year-old Tony Zarelli, is the one who told him to search there. He was in jail when Hoffa disappeared in 1975. Oh, and he's also got a website where for $5 he'll sell you the story of what he thinks happened to the Teamsters boss, along with an autographed picture of himself for an extra $9.95. Maybe they'll have to keep on digging. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I think they should get Geraldo Rivera involved in the search there. Hey, so how tired are you right now? Coming up at 5:45, ABC's chief medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser, will talk to us about what the lack of sleep is doing to us.
Okay, so it's top national story. Economists think a government report this morning will show inflation is still under control. Most economists think the consumer price index inched up a fraction in May, thanks to small increases in the cost of gas, food, and rent.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama tells PBS's Charlie Rose he rejects the idea that the U.S. should not be involved in any way in Syria.
For us to do it in a careful, calibrated way sometimes is unsatisfying, because what people really typically want is a clean solution, a silver bullet.
The president says those who advocate sending heavy artillery or setting up a no-fly zone miss the complexity of the situation. Meanwhile, leaders of the G8 wealthy countries have entered the final hours of a two-day summit. They're chatting about a bunch of things, including taxes paid or skirted by global corporations. Reaction continues after the Supreme Court tossed out the Arizona law that required people to show proof of citizenship before registering to vote.
I mean, this is just garbage. I'm sorry. This makes no sense. This is just another effort to try to dismantle the laws that we have on the books.
She fought for the law. A search is underway in Missouri for a man accused of dousing his wife with gasoline and setting her on fire. This guy's her brother.
Kind of mad and happy all at the same time that she's doing fairly well. So I don't know what to think about it all yet.
Cops have not yet released her name. A new report out today shows medical costs may be going down. That's good news for most companies that provide health benefits for their employees. And the old gang gets back together on Monsters University, which had its world premiere in Hollywood last night. Sully sure is happy.
And we work together and we improvise and we laugh and we get teary-eyed together. There's, you know, there's real emotional moments in this movie that are quite beautiful. And to really act with him is very special.
Talking about John Goodman.
Disney, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Is it coming out soon?
I think
here?
It's this summer. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
But it's going to be a good one.
That's good. Thank you, Brian. One of the stories we're following this morning is a flip-flop in approval numbers for President Obama.
Yeah, right now they're down.
He now has more people who think he is not doing a good job. So more on that coming up on Utah's Morning News.
You have been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
519 on KSL, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Miss Ricky.
It's kind of a nice ride out on the freeways right now. Traffic, what is out there, is moving along just fine. We have had some busy spots, both north and southbound, going between Salt Lake and Utah counties. So basically, if you're between Lehigh and Draper, you might see some traffic that's a little busy. We've also seen traffic starting to build northbound I-215's West Belt from about the Maverick Center up to the 21st South Freeway. And if you're over to the east, hardly anybody out on the freeways of I-215 and I-80. When you're throwing a party or planning a larger event, the professionals at Diamond Rental can help you put it all together. From linens to tents, Diamond has what you need. DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman is back with a look at our 7-day forecast. Guys, a front is approaching from the northwest today, and that's going to create a very hot, very dry, very breezy day for us today. Red flag warning in effect, meaning fire concerns, upper 90s, hot, dry, breezy for the high today. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot thanks to that front, only in the middle 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, not getting out of the 70s. So very pleasant weather ahead for Thursday. Friday, mostly sunny at 84. 84 on Saturday in mostly sunny skies. And sunny, dry, hotter by Sunday, back up to about 90. Same thing Monday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
It is 67 degrees downtown.
In depth now on a new poll from Utah Data Point showing only 12% of Utahns approve of the job Attorney General John Swallow is doing.
We asked the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Kirk Jowers, does that put more impeachment pressure on state lawmakers?
The poll results inevitably put more pressure on the lawmakers because their constituents are calling for his head. But I'm not sure that changes the equation. Either they've decided that the public confidence in him is so low and that it's impacting the Attorney General's office and to do its job that it does reach the level to begin impeachment proceedings, or they believe the four investigations already going on should be allowed to continue and wait until there are more concrete results that they can then factor into their decision.
Jowers says Utah's impeachment process mirrors the federal version.
The best frame of context that we have for an impeachment proceeding was Bill Clinton. Now, the standards are a little different because we're talking about state versus federal, but the quoted standard is high crimes and misdemeanors and malfeasance in office are grounds for impeachment. And that is, high crimes and misdemeanors is taken directly from the U.S. Constitution when Utah became a state. Ultimately, it's up to the House to do enough of an investigation to decide whether to impeach him, and then that goes before the Senate, where they decide whether to actually follow through on it.
House Republicans will discuss the possibility of impeachment on Wednesday.
We'll follow that story, of course, for you here on KSL News Radio. And if you're up at this hour, you may not be sleeping enough. And we're going to talk about the effect of that. And if you sleep 5 to 6 hours, do you think you're getting enough?
Mm-hmm.
That may be enough for you. It may not be enough for you.
Right.
Dr. Richard Besser joins us at 5:45 on Utah's Morning News.
Well, the futures are up. We'll check money news coming up in just a couple minutes. KSL News Time, 5:23.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Of healthcare.
We follow Money News for you at 25 and 55 past the hour. Chrysler continues to defy a government request to recall 2.7 million Jeep SUVs, faulty fuel tank placements in Grand Cherokees and Liberties that they have been blamed for 51 deaths.
Medical costs are expected to rise in 2014. Experts say everything from doctor visits to prescription drugs to surgeries will increase 6.5% when the Affordable Health Care Act fully kicks in, but that is less than half the increase seen in the early 2000s.
Netflix has a new deal with DreamWorks. Starting in 2014, Netflix will begin airing 300 hours of original programming, some of which will include DreamWorks animation shows. Shares for both companies rose after the announcement.
Checking your money at this moment, the futures markets are down. Up. Hello, man.
They're up. They're green.
The Dow futures are up 25. The S&P is up 2.7. And the NASDAQ is up 6.25.
So Twila has a pothole problem.
Yeah.
So how are they filling those potholes? You might be surprised. We'll tell you in just a couple minutes.
There's a big difference between an accusation and a charge.
Engage with Doug Wright.
I'm not here to paint a lily-white picture of John Swallow. There are people that think for the good of Utah that he ought to resign. I get that. But resignation is a lot different than impeachment. We have a lot of smoke. We have a lot of speculation that's going on. We have charges. But do we actually have an impeachable offense?
Engage with the Doug Wright Show. 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Okay, so news time 5:29. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Ricky Meese in the traffic center.
Yes, Grant and Amanda, we have emergency traffic already this morning. It's in Davis County. If you are headed southbound on I-15, an accident there is taking up all lanes of traffic. They've closed the parkway. They're letting people get through who were already stuck in the backup. But right now, if you are traveling southbound in Davis County, stay on I-15 and avoid Legacy. Crews are opening opening up a center area and trying to get this accident cleared. This is southbound Lexi at Pages Lane, right around milepost 6, but we do have traffic already backing up even at this early hour. Moab, where adventure begins. Enjoy whitewater rapids, hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, and Indian Rock hiking trails. Plan your next adventure at discovermoab.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL with the center. Mostly sunny skies. The south wind's blowing today, and when that happens, it really starts to warm things up. Very hot, very dry, very breezy. So some fire concerns today. Some red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Upper 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 67 degrees.
A crash on Legacy causing delays. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, politics on KSL News Radio. The latest poll numbers show public support for Attorney General John Swallow is only around 12%.
And that could have an impact on Utah legislators as they head into meetings this week to talk about whether to start impeachment proceedings against the Attorney General. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Becky?
Amanda, the poll conducted by BYU shows 72% of Utahns think moving forward with impeachment is the right course. And Kirk Jowers with the Hinckley Institute of Politics says these poll numbers should not sway lawmakers in how they move forward in their meetings on Wednesday, but it probably will.
The poll results, of course, should be completely irrelevant to the legislators, but of course it won't be because impeachment is a political process and they're concerned with how their constituents view it.
Jowers says it's tough for an elected official to go against such a popular public sentiment. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. All the recent scandals to hit Washington are also hitting President Obama's approval rating. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, it's been a rough month for the president. His approval rating has dropped 8 points down to 45% of Americans who think he's doing a good job in the nation's top hot seat. 54% disapprove. No real big surprise here. The White House has spent a lot of time recently dealing with controversies over a secret government surveillance program, the IRS targeting conservative groups, and the fallout over the Benghazi attack. What's even more surprising, this ratings slide is partially fueled by a plunge in support from younger Americans, a huge base of the president's support. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Council is expected to vote today on a 12.1% property tax hike, one that Mayor Ralph Becker has threatened to veto. The $7 million increase would help fill a $3 million general fund gap. Council members believe they have the 5 votes needed to make the increase veto-proof.
In less than a week, road crews will begin to make a road in Tooele County a lot more old-timey. It'll be a gravel road instead of a paved one, and people who live in the area aren't happy. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Andrew?
Grant, Tooele County simply can't afford the pothole repairs along this fairly remote 11-mile stretch of the Pony Express Trail near Faust, and so starting June 24th, crews will be milling the road again and making it gravel, just like the somewhat olden days.
There's a lot of budget constraints. Obviously, the situation Tooele County is in, so there's no money to go back and repair the road.
County spokesman Wade Matthews, some residents say they're worried the change will keep visitors from coming to the area. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The former intelligence contractor accused of leaking top secret information on national security agency surveillance programs has resurfaced online. Former White House cybersecurity advisor Richard Clark says Edward Snowden risks revealing himself every time he chats on the web.
There's no real way of him protecting himself if he's online and connected live to a site.
Snowden reportedly told a British newspaper the U.S. spied on its allies during a 2009 world conference similar to the G8 summit currently underway in Northern Ireland.
Are you safeguarding your firearms? More than 190,000 guns were reported lost or stolen across the country last year. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms spokesman Charles Mulham has important advice.
You need to make sure you're responsible in keeping that weapon not only out of the hands of criminals if you were to be robbed or your house was to be burglarized, but also out of the hands of children.
The number of missing firearms may be very skewed because it's not mandatory to report in many states.
Afghanistan's security forces have taken over the lead for the security of their own country. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke at a transition ceremony in Kabul.
This is truly a historic moment. Afghanistan's future is in your hands.
Rasmussen noted wounded soldiers in the audience represent all the brave servicemen and women who have sacrificed so much.
Activists who led the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in Washington state are leery of the former Microsoft executive who wants to create what he calls the Starbucks of pot. They fear pot profiteers will bring unwanted attention from the federal government or a backlash that could slow their reform movement in other parts of the country.
The San Antonio Spurs will try and clinch their fifth NBA title tonight when they face the Miami Heat in Game 6 of the NBA Finals in Miami. The Heat will try and bounce back from the Game 5 loss and force a seventh and deciding game on their home court.
And in other stories, U.S. men's national soccer team is in town tonight taking on Honduras in a World Cup qualifying match at Rio Tinto. The Americans sit atop the qualifying standings at the midway point and can almost lock up a World Cup bid with a victory.
Utah's Morning News continues. Facebook leads to more organ donors.
And we have a problem up in Davis County. Emergency traffic. We'll update it for you coming up on the night.
That southbound Legacy Parkway at Pages Lane is closed. Details in a moment.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor, work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
The concerns here, there are some things that need to be vetted.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
And coming up for you on the KSL Extra at 5:45, are you getting enough sleep? The odds are the answer to that question is no. We'll get more live with ABC's Dr. Richard Besser.
Federal prosecutors in Salt Lake City are going after a marijuana-growing operation with ties to the Golden State. Some of the suspected masterminds are here while the growers are in California's Redwood Country. Humboldt County Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Hansen says the grows were average in size but turned a tidy profit.
Somebody growing 800 plants every 3 months in an indoor cycle, you know, using artificial lighting, you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars every 3 months.
Members of the Davis Metro Narcotics Strike Force went to California earlier in the month to nab two of the growers. The indictment names eight other men, some of whom could face 20 years to life in prison if convicted.
Cleveland police officers were within shouting distance of Ariel Castro's home more than 1,000 times during the decade he allegedly held teens and young women there. An analysis of police records by NBC News finds police responded to calls on that block about once every 3.5 days, including 35 times at the house next door. Officers came to Castro's house twice in that time, but not for the missing women.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins say they've noticed a large jump in the number of people registering as organ donors since doctors convinced Facebook to raise awareness of the issue. Dr. Andrew Cameron explains the impact the increase will have.
Online organ donation registration rates went up
on the day the change was made 21-fold. 2,100%.
Last month, the social network started letting users register to become donors through their timelines. KSL News Time is 5:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And we still got emergency traffic this morning, Miss Ricky.
We do. And this is in Davis County. An accident with possible injuries has closed Legacy Parkway. Now, you will need to, I highly suggest, if you're coming into the valley from Davis County, just stay on I-15 or take Highway 89, your preference. But right now, Legacy Parkway closed off to traffic. They are only trying to let the traffic that was caught in the backup from the accident to the closure to get by. And they're having to zigzag through this crash site. We have left lanes block, and they're having to scoot around a right obstruction in that lane and then come all the way back over out of the left to get around the crash. Now, crews are on the scene. It's a single file getting through this area. Again, this is in the West Bountiful area, southbound Legacy Parkway at Pages Lane. Again, right now, not a huge backup, but it won't take long before Morning Drive gets into full swing, and we're going to have big delays on Legacy Parkway. So stay on southbound I-15 to come into the valley. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. We go from hot to extra hot thanks to the south winds. Mostly sunny skies, dry and breezy. Our temperatures into the upper 90s, but cooler tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
67 degrees downtown.
So the Gang of Eight is not too pleased with Senator Rubio. He has not appeared with them for a while, and he's now pulling away and saying he's not going to vote for his own bill unless they beef up border security. More on that at 6:45 on Utah's Morning News.
That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. So I just got a text from my son. He's back east. He's doing an internship back there. And so I'm looking at my HTC One phone for all of the high-quality information that he sends me and pictures.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's in the Baltimore area. And so he's sending pictures of the sites and sites that, you know, in and around where he is back there. So anyway, this HTC One phone that we have, I use this more than I use my computer.
Oh yeah, I just downloaded the Starbucks app on my HTC One phone.
So
now I can pay for my latte right on my phone.
Right on your phone.
AT&T has been ranked number one in the Salt Lake City and Provo area by Root Metrics, which is an independent third-party research company. They tested all over Salt Lake City and Provo for call, text, and data performance, and found out that AT&T came in number one.
Now, if you can get them to deliver your latte, then you'll have something. So here's the deal from AT&T. You go in and you get half off the newest smartphones like the HTC One or the Samsung Galaxy S4, great phone, or the BlackBerry Z10, think QWERTY. Now for $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement.
So just stop by an AT&T store today and click on att.com/Salt Lake City or call 1-866-MOBILITY. AT&T, rethink possible.
This is a limited time offer. Select locations, in-store only. Subject to change, purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit store for offer details. Ranking based on Root Metrics Salt Lake City Root Score Report May 2013 and Provo Root Score Report June 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit rootmetrics.com.
down to 8 astronauts who will be boldly going where no man has gone before, to asteroids, to places unknown, and yes, even Mars. We'll talk about that on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, drivers are asking UDOT to take another look at a new freeway intersection in Spanish Fork. After a series of accidents and rollovers, the off-ramp at Highway 6 includes a new stoplight and a tight turn. UDOT says they'll take a look, but they believe people are just taking that curve too fast.
Other local stories we're following, a bid to the World Cup could be on the line tonight at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy. The U.S. men's national soccer team will take on Honduras, and the Americans are atop the qualifying standings at the midway point.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Davis County drivers going southbound, stay on I-15, avoid Legacy Parkway. It is closed due to a crash there. Southbound in West Bountiful at Pages Lane at milepost 6. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot today with the south wind, sunny and 97. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 67 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, Syria is still a key issue as G8 leaders meet in the home stretch of their two-day summit. The big question is whether all 8 members can express a joint position on ending the 2-year-old civil war.
Think you're doing fine on 5 or 6 hours of sleep? You may actually be shortening your life.
Joining us live on is ABC's chief medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser, and that's particularly alarming to Amanda and I, doctor, because we average maybe 5 or 6 hours
right.
every night.
Yeah, I mean, that is on the short side of what's recommended. I mean, there are people who can do fine on 5 or 6, but if you're finding that you're just chronically tired, then it's really your body saying to you, you're not getting enough.
Is it possible to say that most human beings need 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep, or are all human beings different in that regard?
Well, I mean, there's some variation, but most adults need a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And if you look over time, as a country, we've been shortchanging ourselves. In the 1960s, on average, adults got 8 to 9 hours sleep. Now it's down on average to 7 to 8. But a lot of people are getting less during the week and then trying to make it up on the weekend. And the studies show that just doesn't work.
You know, for some people who have work schedules that don't allow for more sleep, do naps in the afternoon help?
Naps can help a little bit. You know, that can definitely give you that recharge during the day. It's not the same as uninterrupted sleep. And what we find is that people are shortchanging it. Our work days are expanding. Then when you're out of work, you need that social time, and that is it often leads right up until the time before bed. But there are some things that people do that may impact on how quickly it takes them to fall asleep. Almost two-thirds of Americans have some degree of insomnia, and almost half have that problem every night.
When we say that it could shorten their life, doctor, that seems so harsh.
Well, you know, the quality of the studies is a bit shaky. It looks at people's amount of sleep and it looks at longevity. But there's enough studies that link lack of sleep to heart disease, to mood disorders, to high blood pressure, let alone those things that are obvious. If you're not getting enough sleep and you're not alert, definitely a risk for accidents, injuries, those things that will shorten your life. But another thing that often gets people's attention when these things don't is a lack of sleep, and cutting short sleep will actually promote weight gain. Hmm. It can make you fat.
I was wondering about diet. If people aren't getting enough sleep, does that lead to poor diet choices?
Well, it does a number of things. One is you're up longer, and so there's more hours to eat. But there are certain hormones that your body releases that are affected by sleep. Leptin and ghrelin are two hormones. One tells you that you're full, and the other tells you that you're hungry. And if you're not getting enough sleep, they get out of whack, and they're constantly telling you that you need to eat more. And at the same time, if you're not getting enough sleep, your metabolism goes down, so you're not burning calories as much. So sleep is often a big factor in terms of weight and proper weight maintenance.
Do men and women respond differently to this need?
No, you know, you're going to see it across both. you know, both men and women need sleep. One of the groups that has the hardest time, and I don't know where around this, are shift workers, especially shift workers who are changing constantly their shifts, so that one week they're on nights, one week they're on days. Your body gets in a rhythm, and when you mess up that rhythm, it causes trouble. You know, yourselves who work on a morning show, where when it's steady, if it's every day, that's a much healthier approach than one week you're on night, you know, mornings, and another week you're on evenings.
Well, there's the silver lining. Thank you, Doctor. We were hoping for one. That's ABC's Chief Medical Editor, Dr. Richard Besser, who is the author of Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, which is really an interesting book, with us on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 549. We have emergency traffic because of a problem on the Legacy Parkway, and this report sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. So it's at Pages Lane?
It's at Pages Lane, Grant, and this is southbound on Legacy Parkway there in West Bountiful. Now, it does look like, from what UDOT's CommuterLink is saying, they have lifted the closure. They've lifted that, but you're still going to see traffic that's blocked, and you've got to carefully shift through the area by getting over to the left and then quickly getting right back over to the right in order to get around this accident. So you're still going to see some backup and delays in the area. It's still a good option to consider southbound I-15 coming in from Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. And it looks like crews are going to be on the scene of this crash for a little while, even though we may already have one tow truck on the scene. But again, southbound Legacy Parkway at Pages Lane there in the West Bountiful area with some lanes blocked, traffic is getting through, but expect delays. Harrison Imports, Utah's Highline Auto Dealer, just received a special delivery of 3 and 5 Series BMWs priced to sell today. Harrison Imports, conveniently located in Bountiful and Sandy, or at harrisonimports.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at this crazy 7-day forecast.
Hey guys, hot to extra hot today, and the south wind's really blowing. This is one of those days where the fire concerns are high. Well, you hope that people aren't playing around with fireworks on a day like today. Upper 90s, dry, breezy, very, very hot. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot, only middle 80s, thanks to a front. And on Thursday, our coolest day yet, a cool morning and only the upper 70s for the high Thursday. So nice, cooler weather Thursday. Friday, 84 and sunshine. Saturday, about the same. Sunday, dry, back to near 90. Monday, same thing. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Can you believe it's going to be 97 today?
Yeah, that's pretty warm.
Right now, 67 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
We've all heard the saying, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth, what, $5,000, $10,000 less? But Edmunds.com says some cars hold their value a lot better than others over a five-year period. Topping this list, the Toyota Tacoma truck, which holds 60% of its value over the time. In the sedan $20,000 to $30,000 category, the Honda Civic earned best in class, retaining 51% of its value. Honda's Odyssey minivan keeps 44% after 5 years. In the SUV $25,000 to $35,000 category, the Jeep Wrangler holds 56%. And the Toyota Prius was still worth 47% of what it originally sold for 5 years later. Just goes to show the old adage may not be true depending on what you drive off the lot. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, oh, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. It's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
The general in charge of the National Security Agency will be there to testify, and I'm sure we're going to learn some interesting things.
Well, we may learn some interesting things.
We may learn some interesting things.
We might not learn anything.
We'll be covering that testimony here on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, the White House may veto the farm bill. Obama administration officials say food stamp cuts and the massive legislation could leave some Americans hungry. The White House would prefer Republicans cut $4 billion from the farm bill by cutting crop insurance subsidies.
Illinois now has the strictest regulations for oil and gas drilling. The new law requires the fracking industry to hire dozens of new engineers, inspectors, and regulators. The governor says the environment will be protected while unlocking thousands of jobs.
A smile is worth repeat business. A new survey finds consumers will return to small-sized companies when they are greeted by a smile.
Yeah. Let's check your money at this moment. We're in the green. Dow up 10, futures up 10, S&P's up 0.7, and the NASDAQ up 3.5.
Problem on the Legacy Parkway southbound at Pages Lane. We've got emergency traffic. We'll update it for you in just a couple minutes.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace, from the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work, translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Right now, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, Legacy Parkway is no longer closed, but traffic is just weaving through the area to get around this nasty accident that is there to the left and to the right, and it is causing some backup. It's southbound Legacy Parkway in the West Bountiful area, right around Pages Lane. That's approximately milepost 6. Again, just anticipate some backup in the area and very slow speeds trying to maneuver your way through this accident site. Clear Deerfield City. Centrally located in Davis County, Neighborly Neighborhoods, major job center, spacious parks, shopping, and recreation. Clearfield City definitely is the city that has it made. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It is going to be hot today. 97 is what we're looking for because we've got those southerly winds. And let's see, low tonight 63, 85 tomorrow, and 79 on Thursday, so it gets even more pleasanter. 67 downtown.
There is a new report out on the state of teacher preparation.
Oh, it's not good.
Which is not good.
No, really bad.
We'll have details on that coming up in just a moment on Utah's Morning News. Stay with us.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midwest.